Hello?
Hi, Pamela available, please?
Speaking, who's calling, please?
Natalie calling from MMA Legal. Is this a convenient time to speak?
Yeah, what's this regarding?
It's your claim for Scottish redress.
The chat being in care?
Yeah.
Right, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, can you confirm your date of birth for me and your address, please?
23876, and my address is 97 Firhill, Olney.
Lovely, thank you. So in terms of the call today, if there's any safeguarding, I would need to make a referral to the local authority, but I've discussed it with you in the first instance, and that all our calls are recorded for compliance reasons. Are you happy to continue?
Yes.
Lovely, thank you. So if you could gather a bit more information for the impact of time in care for your claim for Scottish redress, what age did you go into care, Pamela?
I was 3.5, I think it was.
And do you remember what local authority that would have been with?
It was the Highland Council.
The Highland Council. And were you known by any other names or nicknames?
No.
Okay. So care settings down, I have got no care settings just down as Highland Council. Do you remember the actual places that you saw?
Well, I'm actually not at home at the moment. The man, when I spoke to the man the last time, he told me that I did tell him the name of it because I've got all the paperwork. I've just recently received all the paperwork because obviously I didn't know much about my life.
Hmm.
And last year I received all the paperwork and I haven't actually been through it all. But I'm not at home at the moment because he told me he wouldn't know all that.
Right, we would have to request a copy of that paperwork.
He told me that's what he was doing.
Yeah, so we need to gather a bit more information before we can do all of that. If you've already got the paperwork though, would you be able to send us a copy in to our email address?
There's about 40 files, to be honest, if not more.
So sometimes you can go to the local council, the library, and if you scan it, and then you do it as a PDF document on their computers, you can compress it down, so you can send it as one document.
Right. As I say, there's about 500-600 pages. There's a lot of paperwork. Because obviously, since in one foster placement, I was all over the whole of north of Scotland.
Yeah. So if you've got a copy of that, it would be quicker for you to send it across to us rather than doing another subject access request to get that information.
Right.
Yeah. So if I give you the email address to send that through to, have you got a pen?
I actually don't, because I'm actually sitting in my car.
It's okay. What I'll do is don't worry. What I'll do after this call is I'll send you the email address if you can go into the local library and get that sent across when you've got a chance. Then it'll be a step forward for you with that file already being there.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to put here, we'll email across copies of what she has. Okay, so in terms of what schools you attended during that time, can you remember what they were called?
I know that I was in Brora Primary School in Sutherland.
Okay, primary school. Sutherland, was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then I was in Payne Primary School.
And whereabouts is that one?
Payne, that's all I know the address.
I should have guessed that one there, shouldn't I?
And then I was in the primary school in Edmonton. I don't know the name of that one.
Neverton, was that?
Edmonton. E-V-A-N-T-O-N.
Okay, anywhere else?
Obviously, Obstdale Primary School in Olney. I couldn't tell you if I was in anymore. I've not read all the paperwork, to be honest.
Okay. Because what we have to do is obviously request information from all the places that you may have attended. So it may take a while if there's quite a few on there. Who are you registered with at the moment for your GP practice?
Robertson Health Centre on there.
And do you have any professionals supporting you at the moment?
No, I do suffer from BPD.
Okay, that was my next question. Have you got any other mental health diagnosis?
No, just BPD.
Any anxiety, depression?
Yeah, that all comes with the BPD.
And have you ever done any self-harm?
No. Many thoughts of it.
So self-harm is like cutting yourself?
No.
Okay. And thoughts of ending life?
Yeah.
And what age did they start?
That's been since I was a teenager.
So 13?
Yeah.
And are they still ongoing now?
Yeah, I have my good days and my bad days.
Okay. And are you under any services for that?
I'm under a psychiatrist, but I don't know the name. I haven't seen her in a while. They change that often, so you know that you can't keep up with them.
Are you under the mental health team?
Yeah.
What one are you under?
It's Inverness. I can't remember the name of it.
So Inverness CMHT, isn't it? Do you remember the road name from?
No.
That's alright, no worries. Have you ever been in hospital for your mental health?
No.
Any counselling or therapy?
I used to see somebody... Oh, you need to go through my medical records. I used to go and see somebody at Invergordon, a psychiatrist at Invergordon every month.
That would have been a psychologist, was it?
Yeah, that's it.
Was that with CBT? Or counselling?
I don't know. I don't know what you call it. She used to come out every month to the hospital and I used to go and see her. But I think that seemed less than then. It was telephone consultations.
Are you sure that was a psychiatrist and not a psychologist?
Maybe it was a psychiatrist.
Yeah, so if you see a psychologist, usually they do a therapy or a counselling, so it's talking.
No, they wanted me to go to the STEPS program, but I couldn't do that with anxiety, because the anxiety is too much, and I can't sit in a room full of people, I cannot do it.
Okay, so none at this time. Okay, have you got any physical health?
I've got, what do you mean, illnesses?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got fibromyalgia. How have you said fibromyalgia?
Yeah.
And I've got underactive thyroid. I'm pre-diabetic. I've only recently just been diagnosed with pre-diabetes and underactive thyroid.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Okay. When you was in care, did you ever attend hospital?
I think that when I was in Crow Park Children's Home, I went to hospital. That was for IBS.
Okay. And what hospital was that?
Rigmore.
Rigmore.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you been arrested or any convictions?
No.
Any drug or alcohol addictions?
No.
Any difficulties with them at all?
No, I don't think.
Okay.
And I don't think that, obviously.
Yeah. Okay, and what age did you leave care?
I think I was 16 and a half, because I was in the children's home. So they put me into, like, support accommodation, and obviously I was a bit messed up, so that broke down.
Okay. And did they offer you any support after that?
No, not after that.
Okay. In terms of going forward with our team, would you prefer to have a male or a female advisor?
female.
And do you provide us with consent to request copy of your records from everybody that you've mentioned?
Yeah, that's fine.
And would you like to see a copy of your care records?
Yeah, just in case there's something that I've not seen, that I've not got.
Yeah. Okay, so the process is going to take about 10 months. I'll be your main contact until the end of the process. So if you save my number in your phone, if you do get any questions, just feel free to give me a call. We're going to gather your evidence now, so that's all the subject access requests. So if you can send in your details that you've got as well, that will add to the case and make it slightly quicker. When we've received everything, we'll clarify with you the information for your case, and then what we'll do is we'll put that forward to Scottish Redress Panel. You don't need to attend that panel. It's a closed door, but you will be aware of the date that it's going to be held. As part of our compliance, you will have already been told the options that are available to you, but I just need to go back through them with you for Scottish Redress. So you're entitled to claim this independently for yourself and research your own evidence. You're entitled to have a solicitor from England or Scotland who have accepted a fee of £2,000 to act on your behalf from Scottish Redress. They will receive that fee whether you win or lose. Or you can go ahead with ourselves, M&A Legal. We've opted out of that fee from Scottish Redress and only take 20% cap fee if you win. And if you lose, there is no fee. That means that we're completely independent and we're acting for you. Are you happy to continue with M&A Legal?
Yeah.
And you also have a 14-day cooling off period. Would you like to wait the 14 days or would you be happy for us to proceed immediately?
Just proceed immediately.
Okay. Do you have any other questions for me today?
No, I don't think so. I'm going to start reading through all the paperwork. There's obviously a lot in my life that I don't know.
Yeah.
And obviously my birth mother and father, they've passed away. So any questions I've got now from this paperwork is going to be a bit a hard pill to swallow, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Just do a little bit at a time. I wouldn't recommend doing it without accessing support, so make sure you contact your GP and ask, you know, for a bit of support when you're going through this process.
Okay, okay.
Okay, so that's everything from me today. So once I've got any more information, I will give you another call. Okay?
Oh, okay, that's lovely, thank you.
All right, Pamela, take care now.
And you take care, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, bye-bye.